It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, Indians fans. Actually, that'd be anybody listening because both teams are Indians. We're at Mechanicsburg, which is about 10 miles east of Urbana. So pretty good road trip here. I'm joined today by Mr. Larry Brown. Thanks for helping us out.
Good to be here.
We appreciate it. Diana abandoned us, flew to Florida for a few days. And so if she's listening, bring us back a pina colada or something. I don't know how you're going to get it back and still be tasty, but so you might as well just drink one for us.
Yeah.
Sitting on the beach probably. They're visiting their son, Derek, who's living down there and doing some things with a company that sets up venues for live shows.
Okay. Whitley didn't get to go, huh?
No. Nope. She has to stay here and work.
Okay.
She might have a workout today. I think they're undefeated, so we'll see how that goes. But and then later on this evening, I guess I was going to say later this afternoon, we're going to head to Ansonia, but we'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver, his call of the boys game. So we'll head over there. We'll get
that's that good rivalry with the Tigers. There.
Yes. So that's a real nice game for us and them. Some years when we're good, they beat us, and some years when they're good, we beat them. And it's there's always some neighborly friction. Friction isn't the right word because it's a good
The relatives too. A lot of relatives.
Whole bunch. And friends and neighbors, and there's people down there that will maybe go to the Sharpsburg Church and some of that. So
Feels like we're right inside Fort Recovery gymnasium.
Yes, it's
other
purple
than the upper bowl.
Yeah.
This is pretty much the same setup.
And this is a very nice school. This is very nice. If you want to watch this game, it is available for free on YouTube. So we'll repeat this a couple of times, but go on YouTube and type in MIBN. You don't need to type in the words, but it stands for Mechanicsburg Indians Broadcast Network, MIBN. And then you should be able to just scroll down and see where it says live. Click on that, and you're watching the game.
And turn down the volume and listen to us.
Yes, because Tony and one of his friends, I didn't catch his last name, but really good people, helped us out. Talked to him quite a bit earlier at the beginning of the JV game. But they'll be announcing, and they do a professional job, but they are like we are. They are homers for their Indians. So they're homer for their Indians or homer for ours.
Yeah.
You might have to do a little bit of pause with one and pause with the other, get them to coordinate. Or you can listen to Tony. I'm sure he'll be very good. So you just won't hear the Fort Recovery Indians version. When they say Indians, it'll be the wrong ones.
That's right.
But you'll be able to see it. So, again, that is YouTube, and go to MIBN. So we have an interview with Coach Gann. We'll get to right after this from Wayne Street Market.
Time to get ready for those holiday parties, so don't forget that Wayne Street Market has everything you need. Stop and pick up what you need to make your special recipes, or talk to them about handling any or all of it for you. They have pies, fresh frozen and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And they have plenty of Cooper Farms turkey rolls in stock, both all white meat and mixed white and dark. Also, it's time to order your party trays for your holiday parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order a few days ahead. And be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls every time you're in the store. They're always a great snack. Get Duane Street Market for all your holiday supplies. They have everything you need to prepare the big feast this year. Great selection, great prices at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, talking with Coach Gann. And we're at Mechanicsburg today. I know you only had one day in between Parkway and this. Have you had a chance to kind of look and see what we might need to expect out of them and what we might need to do to come out victorious?
Yeah, Mechanicsburg again. I think they're coming in undefeated today, so they haven't lost a game yet. So got some good guard play. Lots of guard play is what we're going to see again today. They've got some... three pretty decent girls, again, that we're going to have to keep our eye on. And defensively, we're just going to be able to have to slow them down a little bit and control that tempo of the game. I do feel that our pressure, especially coming from like Callie and Mara and Alexis up front, could cause them some troubles. So we're going to see if we can kind of hinder what they do and kind of take some of that away and make it not so easy to run their offense today. And hopefully that comes out for the better for us.
Yep. All righty. And what's our... health situation? Everybody healthy, walking okay, doing okay?
Yep. You know, this is the first week that we've had three games, and three games being Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So it's just kind of been a long week for us. But yep, we are all here today, minus Elizabeth Alec. So we'll be all right. We'll get it figured out, and hopefully we can make it through next week there, and then we get a little break.
Yep. All righty. And good luck, Coach. Thanks for talking with us. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Mechanicsburg High School, I guess is what we'd call it. And we are here. Mr. Larry Brown is helping us out today. Diana fled to Florida and left us here all alone to get this victory for the Lady Indians against the Lady Indians.
Yeah, so we're see a good JV game. Came down to the wire.
Yes, it did.
33-31.
Yep. And, you know, it seems to me like we've been our girls have been playing better and better each game. You know, we know that Mara and Whitley have played for a while and at the varsity level. The other ones, Callie had a little bit of experience last year here and there, and I think one of the other ones maybe. But for the most part, these girls have not played varsity. Oh, and Grace Guggenbiller, of course. Mm-hmm. So that's three that have had some pretty good experience, but the rest of them are you know, basically JV players.
Yeah,
still,
freshman and sophomore. Yeah.
By the end of this year, they will be varsity players. Maybe this is the game where they get that page turned and do exactly what they want to do. And again, not being a league game, we always want to win. But as Coach Gann has mentioned several times, it's much more important to just keep on learning and be a much better team every week, and by the end of the season be really ready for a good run in the tournament. And I think I see potential that I think we can get there.
Yeah, I hope we can cut down on turnovers tonight. That would be great.
Yes, yes. And some teams just give us trouble. Other teams we just don't seem to have trouble with. And I don't know. Well, I guess they're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a break here. We'll be back. And thanks for listening to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back with the 10 covered tip-off in just a couple of minutes. Are you getting ready for the holidays? Let Wayne Street Market be your one-stop shopping headquarters. Whether it's all the fixings for a big meal or just some snacks for an evening get-together with family and friends, they have what you need. They have Marie Callender and Sarah Lee frozen pies, and also several varieties of fresh pies, chips, pretzels, and other snacks, lots of varieties of pop and other soft drinks, and a large selection of beer and wine. And don't forget to grab some of their famous store-made cheese balls and a meat and cheese tray so you're ready when friends stop by. Whatever you need to host a party or take along to someone else's party, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Joanne Glensert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Mechanicsburg, where our Lady Indians are going to take on the Lady Indians of Mechanicsburg. And trying to catch the starters here. It looks like Addie DeLong is one of the starters. She's a 5'6 sophomore. And Olivia Skillings is a sophomore at 5'8. And Dani Schipfer is a junior at 5'10. And Emily Conley, 5'9 sophomore, and Lanny Wilhelm, a 5'6 senior. So Indians control the tip on the tin cupboard tip off.
Yeah.
And we're underway. Mara bringing the ball up. Stolen bad pass by Mechanicsburg, and they're going down to the other end. And it'll be Wilhelm going in, and Whitley rips a rebound.
We'll have some height advantage tonight.
Yes.
Hopefully we can keep the
yes.
speed up with them.
But, yep. Yep.
They should get some rebounds, that's for sure.
Yep, and they are undefeated, and they have one senior. And we threw it to Mara. She was breaking to the basket and thrown away, taken by McKenningsburg. And looks like number 10, Olivia Skillings, gets the easy bunny. Callie to Whitley in the corner. Tries to go underneath to Grace. Stolen by McKenningsburg. And they're bringing it back up to the other end. And is number 10 again with Skillings with another easy layup. So quickly 4-0, just a little over a minute into the game. McKenningsburg over our Lady Indians. So we have Whitley in the corner. She's kind of trapped. She's trying to get it to Wendell and does not make it. Head to number 4, Addie DeLong, and she scores. So just not quite a minute and a half into the game. We haven't gotten a shot off. They've had three steals and easy layups. So,
Skillings has 4 and DeLong has 2.
Yep. So the Indians are going to take a timeout here. We'll just take a quick timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Welcome back. Our Indians are taking the ball out. And we'll see if we can get down to our end and actually get a shot this time. So it's Mara tries to get it into Whitley, stolen again by Danny Schipfer. And gets down to the other end, and DeLong goes to the basket. Mara stepped in front of her and gets called for the foul. That's her first, Indians first. So here on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. The inbounds pass goes to, I didn't catch her number there, but she missed the shot. We get the rebound, and it's Mara bringing it up. She'll go to Alexis Wendell in the left corner, or excuse me, right corner. It's the left where we're sitting from. And out front, it's Whitley with the ball. She'll get it over to Grace on the left wing. And
nice
she gets
jumper.
A nice little jumper just inside the three-point thing. So it's 6-2 now on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Grace found a little hole there in the center. And,
yep. And nice finally got a shot.
It. Yeah.
So Skillings with the ball here, and she gets it out to Conley. And gets it over to their ponytails are covering up their numbers, but
number
that was
4.
Addie DeLong, and she has 4 points, and Skillings has 4 for the McKenningsburg Indians. And another tipped pass. We came up with that one, and kind of loose ball, and Skillings knocked it out, so it'll be the Indians' ball. They'll take it out on the left out of bounds line there. Gets it in to Callie Wendell, over to Alexis Wendell, back to Callie, to Grace at the top of the key, over to Whitley in the left, right corner. And Wendell gets it into Whitley. She gets it back out to Callie. Callie gets it to Grace on the right corner.
Almost stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, it was just about as close as if her heel had come down, she'd have been out. Whitley with a three-pointer from the right corner, just misses. Grace with a nice rebound out to Mara.
And she's called for travel.
Called for travel. I don't know if she did or not, but that doesn't matter what I think. So, she might have, but it's one of those bang-bang where she was putting her foot down and picking her foot up. I mean, putting the ball down. So McKenningsburg gets it into the inside, then back out. Then Skillings at the top of the key, dribbling around, dribbles to the right key, comes back out to the top. Gets it over to Wilhelm. She's getting it back to Schiffer.
And that's 3-point shot.
That was Schiffer. Is that Schiffer, Wilhelm?
No, I'm sorry. That was Wilhelm.
I believe that was Wilhelm that made that. And so it's 11-2 over to Alexis in the left corner. And she gets it taken away by Skillings, excuse me. And
got him out of travel there.
Down underneath. No. Yeah, she did travel, but they're saying that Callie gave her a little push. But Callie was defending her. She kind of leaned, and they're calling it foul on Callie. So that's her first, team second.
McKinsburg's in the Ohio Heritage League, and they're undefeated. They've got wins against West Liberty, Salem, and Fairbanks, and Triad.
This is supposed to be a very good team, and I think one senior that's starting. So they're going to be good for a while.
They only gave up 13 points against Triad.
Ooh. Mm. So Ellie Forrest is coming in for Shipfer. And McKinsburg takes it out under the basket.
Nice block by Grace.
Blocked by Grace. And Mara coming down. And she kind of lost control, grabbed it. But they called her for traveling. She went up, and I guess she came down before before she let go of the ball. So 3:38 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. 11-2 Mechanicsburg over our Lady Indians. And it's Skillings out top. And she goes off to the right wing. You tip it away, but they get it back. Back to Wilhelm. And she'll dribble around, go in from the right side, off the side of the backboard, which I thought might be out of bounds. But
yeah, we got a 50-50 ball there for a change.
Yep. So that kind of went haywire. Nobody could control it. Indian Fort Recovery Indians ball. If I just say Indians, it's going to be Fort Recovery. If I say Mechanicsburg Indians, then you'll know. So if I'm just saying Indians, that's us. So Mara to Grace in the left corner, inside
nice
to Witt.
Feed.
Witt makes a nice move on the left side, up and in. 11-4 now it is, just under 3 minutes left here. And our Indians are trying to defend here. Skillings goes in, we leave the lane wide open. She dribbles in, beautiful layup. We kind of gave her that one. So that's her 6 points there. And Mara brings the ball down. She got a little slap, no call. Tries to get it out. Yep, gets it out to Callie. Then over to Grace in the corner. Grace dribbles in.
And
she
one
gets in the
gets
lane.
Fouled.
Gets a shot up and in. And the official just said hi. He wanted to make sure I told everybody to say hi.
We're pretty close to the court here.
Yeah, we are on the floor, and we are in the corner, and we are, what'd you say, 8 feet from out of bounds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're right there.
Looks just like our baseline Indians. You know,
yep. Yep.
Same style.
Yep. So she also got her foul shot. So 13-7, Indians down 6.
2:22. All our points are inside. We got to keep feeding it into.
Yep, and that's going to have to be our strength, because we have the height on them. We have the I think we can do that to them. They just missed a shot here. Indians with a rebound. Mara over to Callie, into Grace on the left side. Back out to Callie. She dribbles into the corner. Tipped away by Skillings. If you're watching on the TV, it's she's number 10. And again, if you want to watch on TV, go to YouTube and then type in MIBN. That's Mechanicsburg Indians Broadcast Network, MIBN. You don't type in the words, just those four letters. And scroll down just a little bit. If it's not showing on your screen instantly, it'll have a little red live button. You just click on that. You're watching the game. Inside to Whitley. She does a turnaround off the rim. 13 bounces on the rim 13 times and in. 13-9 now. Indians only down 4. A minute 40 to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. And that was, I believe, Conley going in for a shot. Nope, sorry, I got the wrong one.
Forrest.
Ella Forrest. And I saw the 4. I couldn't see the 3.
She's tough with her long hair.
Yeah, the ponytails throw me all the time. So she went in, got fouled. Had a kind of an open shot. And so Indians with 4 fouls. First one goes in, 14-9 now, Mechanicsburg. And number 23, Madison Lim, comes in, L-I-M, Madison Lim. And there's Forrest at the line again, another good free throw, 15-9 now. That's the first time they've scored. I think we've scored seven straight on them. Mm. Now we get it stolen from us again. And over to Skillings, inside to Lim, I believe. And she went over to DeLong. She puts a nice one up from the left side. Little layup.
They're going to a half-court trap here.
Yep. We have had multiple problems with their aggressiveness. Not like...
Yeah, they do a lot of hand-checking.
Yes, yeah. Grace on the right corner. She dribbles
nice pass.
In, goes into Allie, or Callie, and out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Over to Mara on the left wing. Up to Whitley at the top of the key. Callie on the left wing. She'll get it to Mara in the left corner. She kicks it across to Grace. Over to Maddie in the right corner, and she was... They were kind of trying to get her guarded pretty quick. And
Elise Wilson on the foul.
Yep, Elise.
Mechanicsburg.
Yep, so it'll be her first, and I believe that's only the second one for Mechanicsburg, yeah. So Indians will be taking it out. Grace will trigger it in.
14 fouls.
Yep. Gets it into Mara.
Nice She'll drive by Mara.
Drives in, up and in. 17-11 on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter.
30 seconds left
yep.
in the quarter.
And it's Skillings out at the top of the key. She's working on it. I can't see the girl that just shot it and missed it. And
okay.
Whitley went up for the rebound, and I think she might have calling her on the back on the Mechanicsburg player, and I didn't see who that was. A whole bunch of people in between me, and we're sitting on the floor instead of up where we can kind of see over them, so sorry about that, but we'll try it. We're doing the best we can here. So 17-11, and Whitley comes out, and didn't see who came in. So we steal one here, 18 seconds. Maddie with a steal. She gets it to Mara. Mara gets it to Alexis in the corner. Mara out top. She turns, tries to get a shot. Over to Grace. Time's running out. Tries to go inside to Alexis, and just a little too high. Alexis jumped as high as she could and barely got her finger on it. Could not control it. 2.5 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter.
Throws it up to midcourt, so
yep.
She did get a shot off.
Yep. And the shot was good, but it would have counted if it had gone in. But
just hit the front of the rim.
Yep. So end of one. At the end of the first quarter, it is Fort Recovery with 11, down 6 points to Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, we'll Grace has five in the first quarter.
Yep. We'll be back right after this from our sponsors.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
We're back here at Mechanicsburg in the K&L Tractors second quarter, and Mechanicsburg gets the ball out to start the second quarter, and it's Madison Lim inside, and she gets it into was that Skilling? Nope, that was Danny Schipfer. So Mechanicsburg increases their lead to 8-19-11 over our Indians. Madison Guggenbiller at the top of the key. She gets fouled. They are very aggressive on their defense. And that time there was a little more contact than the referee wanted to see. So
fouls on Schiffner.
Yep. So Grace will inbound the ball to Alexis, and she makes a little left-hand hook up just across the rim. Did not go in. That was a nice little right-handed hook she made. And clear down to the other end.
And she pulls down the rebound.
Yep.
Good hustle getting back.
I think that was DeLong that missed that shot. Now we lose the ball again into Skillings, and she puts the layup in for Mechanicsburg, and the lead is up to 10. So passing the ball out there, took a little extra step, and
Alexis had a got caught at midcourt there.
Yep.
Travel.
So it'll be Skillings bringing the ball up for Mechanicsburg. She'll get it over to Wilhelm in the corner, up underneath. Can't see the number. Is that
number 12?
Okay, so that's Schiffner.
Well, they know how to use the backboard.
Yes,
for sure.
It's not hard to see why they're undefeated. They're a very good team. Very aggressive on defense. They are causing us trouble. And threw it to Callie. She kind of lost her balance, went backwards, and was stepped on the line. So it's 23-11 now. They've scored 6 points in the minute and a half here in the K&L Tractor's second quarter, and they get the ball back on that. 23-11, the Indians are down. And Skillings bringing it up, gets it to DeLong on the right side, to Schiffer, tries to go inside, tipped away, out of bounds, and Mechanicsburg will get the...
Well, you need even scoring for them. They got one player with 6, 8, 4, 3, and 2.
Yeah. Yep.
All the players are on the board.
Yep. A very, very just a good team. Skillings seems to be the leader of all of this and a good scorer. But she knows how to score, and she knows how to get it to somebody that can. So Indians... let me see who that was on. So Wilhelm will go to the line for the Mechanicsburg Indians. And ours was
they called Carly on that one.
Okay. Yep, I didn't catch Carly coming into the game. So she makes her first free throw.
And Whitley's replacing Guggenmiller.
Grace. Yep.
Grace.
Yep. So she gets her next one, 25-11 now. Just under 6 minutes here on K&L second quarter scoreboard. And Callie Wendell brings it up, pressured. Goes back toward center, trying to get a screen, couldn't. Over to Carly on the left wing. Over to Callie, right corner, no good. Rebound. Taken by Schiffer for
Mechanicsburg.
Yep.
It all bounced off our hands.
Yep. And back into Schiffer underneath for a real easy layup. And it is 27-11. So they've scored 10 points and we've scored zero this quarter in a little less than 3 minutes. And Indians still having trouble getting it up. Garkey.
Timeout called.
Down there. It was way out of control. I think we were about 7 or 8 seconds. So Coach Gann calls timeout, and we'll just take a timeout with him. We'll be back right after this.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're back here in the K&L second quarter. Scoreboard says 5:13 left, and we've been outscored 10-0 here in this quarter. 27-11 is now our score. Indy had gotten it down to maybe 5 at one point, and they're kind of pulling away from us with that tough, aggressive defense, and we're not handling it as well as we should. So Carly gets it into Garkey, back over to Witt. She tries to get it to Mara, and it's stolen away by DeLong. She has it going in. She tries to throw it in the corner to somebody that wasn't there anymore. So that should be Indians' ball unless we touched it. Looks like everybody's coming to this end.
Yeah, it's coming. Yep, it's coming our way.
Exact opposite end of where we are, so I couldn't tell for sure if any of us had touched it. So Carly will inbound it. 4:56 left here in the second quarter. Into Garkey, to Grace, to Carly, ahead to Garkey, and just, and she puts one up. Should have gone in, but it just didn't go. So rebound to McKinnicksburg. Wilhelm gets it into Schipfer, over to Forrest.
And we get the ball back.
Goes over to Wilhelm in the corner, but that's just a little out of her reach.
That was just an unforced turnover.
Yeah.
Haven't had many of those on their side.
No. They've been pretty good at handling the ball. We inbound it. Grace to Garkey. Garkey back to Grace. Over to Mara. To...
And they call Carly on.
Carly in the corner. I didn't see her travel. I thought she might have stepped out of bounds, but either way. So it'll be
Olivia Skillings coming back into the game.
Ella Forrest will be inbounding for McKinnicksburg. Going to go to Skillings. She brings it up. It's around the top of the key. Over to Forrest in the right corner. Goes around, back over to Schipfer. Shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. And McKinnicksburg comes up with it. Shot missed by Forrest. Rebound by Carly.
And she's fouled.
Yep.
She got two rebounds on that sequence. So.
Yeah. She's in there fighting, and she's a pretty good player right now. She's a freshman. This is her fifth game. Or whatever it is, yeah. Six maybe, whatever it is.
She's getting six quarters sometimes.
Yeah, she is by the end of this year, and maybe by the end of this calendar year, she's going to be really good. And Kennedy Mullenkamp has shown very strong skill, so we're in good shape for the future. But right now, we're struggling because they're all young and inexperienced. So we got
timeout called by again.
So, We had the ball on the floor. Could have, right before he was going to call a travel, Coach Gann called a timeout. So we'll just take a timeout with him. We'll be back in just a minute.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Back here at Mechanicsburg, the good news is we've held them scoreless for the last 2 minutes. The bad news is, before we held them scoreless, they scored the only 10 points of this quarter. So 27-11 Mechanicsburg over our Lady Indians.
Here on take it out of the far court there.
Yep.
Grace is going to inbound it.
Get it over to Alexis. She's still trying to find a way to get it across the line. Gets it across the midcourt. And over to Grace on the left wing. She'll dribble into the lane. Shot short, partially blocked. And fight for the rebound. And Garkey Oh, no, was that Garkey? Yeah. No, that was Sage Luthold.
Sage is in the game.
I didn't see her come in. Yeah, so she got that basket there. 27-13 now, 3:17 left here in K&L Tractor.
That's her first
quarter.
2 points.
Yep.
Nice defense there.
And knocked away by the Indians, and we're going to call it a jump ball.
I believe it's our possession here. It is.
Yep. So we'll see how...
It's good hustle by Mara.
Yes, yes. We're hustling pretty well, too, and I think they're seeing that. Just threw the ball away and taken by Mechanicsburg and knocked back to us. Alexis knocked it away to Mara, and Callie's bringing it up. She will try to get it off to, yep, got it off to Grace at the top of the key to Alexis. She comes around to the right side in the right corner, and she tries to get it to Callie, knocked away by DeLong for Mechanicsburg.
This team's good at stopping the dribble. You know, forcing you to stop your dribble, and then you're forced to pass.
Yep, and a little off balance, and a lot of times they'll come over and double-team you. So Callie is out there. I didn't see what they called us.
Five-second
call. Yep, so a little over 2.5 minutes left here, second quarter. And it is Skillings bringing the ball up for Mechanicsburg. She goes to the right corner. Grace on her. She gets it back out. Get right back to her. She dribbles in one step and pops a little jumper.
That's
for two. She has 10. It's 29-13, Mechanicsburg. That's their first point in 3 minutes. But like I said, they had the first 10. So we've scored 2. They've scored 12.
Starting to call fouls a little tighter here and get the game settled down.
Yep. So the Indians, that's the fifth foul on Mechanicsburg. So Alexis has the ball, gets it to Grace. Back to Alexis, stolen away by Skillings. She'll go up. Nice, easy layup. 31-13. She has 12. And ball to Grace. She'll be bringing across center court. She'll drive into the lane, kicks over to Sage in the left corner, into Alexis in the middle, over to Grace, and they'll call a foul on number 22, Elise Wilson. And she kind of grabbed Grace's arm on that pass inside. Sometimes they've been really good at knocking that away, and this time she got the arm. So Grace will go to the foul line. Like that.
It has to be a shooting foul.
She wasn't shooting, so this must be their seventh foul. I'm not sure. Okay, so it's their sixth foul, and we're going to take it out.
Oh,
so
it is an inbound. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't think we.
I think Grace just wanted to shoot the free throw.
Yeah. Somebody probably looked up and saw six and didn't realize they had it up there. Thought that might be the seventh foul. Skillings with a kind of. I don't know. That was a very careless foul, I thought. She's usually a lot more careful than that. And I think she fouled Garkey. Okay. You could tell if it was Garkey or Callie Wendell. So she'll be doing a 1-1 here.
Yeah, he's a 5'7 sophomore.
Yeah, another one of those with great potential, but it isn't there yet. Maybe this is the game where she'll turn it up. A nice long shot, but off the rim for Mechanicsburg. I believe that was Skillings again. And they'll bring number 14, Danny Schipfer, back in.
Carolyn Niekamp went up for the rebound. Somebody tipped it out of her hand. So it's for recovery ball.
Yep. So Grace bringing it across. Shook up ahead to Garkey, but a little ahead of her. Stolen away. Shot up by Wilhelm, no good. Rebound to Mechanicsburg, back up, no good. Rebound Mara Pearson, and she'll get the ball over. a lot of pressure there. Got it over to Carly, and she was trying to get it up there. She trying to bring it up court. She got fouled. So, yeah, they are. I don't know if they're starting to foul us more. They're just calling it more. But it's at one point they had, I think we had four fouls, they had one. Now it's they have eight and we have six. So Carly Niekamp at the line. She'll be shooting a one and one. Misses the first one. And rebound to the Mechanicsburg Indians, Emily Conley, and she'll get it up court. Skillings, 47 seconds left. She's kind of dribbling slowly. I think they're kind of make us think that they're going to go for one, but probably will sneak one in if they can. So passing around to Long. She drives in, kicks it back out. Number 14 throws one up and in. That's Emily Conley. So 26 seconds left here. Now it's down to 20. And Callie will bring the ball up. And she gets over in the corner. Thought they just tipped it away, but looks like they're going to call a foul on number four, Addie DeLong. That's the ninth foul for the Mechanicsburg Indians.
Callie Wendell at the line.
Yep, Callie's going to make two. I have confidence in her. So let's get the first one. Couple of dribbles, up and in.
You called it.
Yep, but she did hit the rim. I had her swishing
okay.
it. This one will be a swish.
Okay.
So 33-14. They just now switched the scoreboard. We're in 13 so long, I knew that by heart. Second one up, it bunched around, but it went in. Did not swish, but it still counts the same. 16 seconds left. Mechanicsburg down in the left corner. They get it out and stolen by Garkey. She was going to hold it up. They took the ball right. They came from behind her and took it away from
her. Double dribble.
And they call a double dribble. 3.4 seconds left here in the K&L Tractor second quarter.
This Mechanicsburg team, they use their off arm, their non-dribbling arm to really kind of push off a little bit.
Yep, yes, they do. Yep, and some officials will call that instantly, and other ones will never, ever call it. So just kind of have to go with what they're calling that day. So we need to get this shot off. So Mara had the ball, went to drive toward the basket. Mechanicsburg defender stuck her hand out and held it. And they
would have called a jump ball.
But time ran out. So looks like we'll have the ball to start the second half. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with, with the Cooper Farms halftime show in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Mechanicsburg. Our Lady Indians didn't do so well that quarter. We got outscored 16-4. We had closed in on them a little bit. They were up, I think, maybe 10, and then we closed in. I think we were at 6-point deficit, and they scored the first 10 or 11, and then we scored some. But
Most on fast break points from turnovers.
Yep.
That was where they majority of their scoring is from.
Yes, and they're pretty good at that. Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner was on our Christmas show on Wednesday and mentioned something very interesting for the WOW event coming up this coming summer in August. The band that's going to start us off that day is featuring, or at least including, Mr. Larry Brown.
Yeah, our lead singer is Chris Phillips, and he'll be majority of the show, but my college roommate, Ray Murphy, and I are backing him up. I'll do some background vocals, play some harp, harmonica, some bass, and we're just going to have a good time. Play songs that would, you know, the WOW visitors would enjoy hearing. So we play one set. There'll be some
awesome
hard breaks that will for some of the big drawings, because that's during the drawing time.
But there'll be a whole lot of hope, because as long as there's one more ticket left, then everybody's still hoping they're going to be the getting one of those prizes. So
This is our Mercer County debut. We've not played down here at all. Majority of the time I play out, we were at up in Vermilion area, Sandusky, a little bit of Put-in Bay gigs, and so I mostly travel to do the gigs, and now these two guys are going to come down to Mercer County and join.
That's good.
It'll be fun.
That's good. I know a lot of people are going to be very pleased and anxious to see you and possibly harass you.
Well, I'll be focused on make sure I get all the right chords.
There will probably be guys mooning you.
That could be.
I doubt that. But they'll probably be trying to get you to break a little bit. So.
Yeah.
They'll probably do anything they can to.
That's one of the reasons why I'm not going to do any lead singing. So.
See, if you happen to break, it's only on the background vocal.
That's right.
So let's take another little break. We'll come back and we'll talk about what we might need to do here in the second half. And one of them is take care of the ball for sure. But we'll take us a quick little break here. We'll be back in just a little bit.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
So we're back here at Mechanicsburg with a few more minutes before the Fowler Mechanical third quarter here on the Cooper Farms halftime show. And stats, we don't have anybody here keeping stats, but we can look up the scoreboard and see the fouls and the points. And you know, we're doing okay, but Mechanicsburg's doing noticeably better than we are. With Skillings with 12 points.
I don't believe we have a three either, do we?
I don't think so. I think what you're thinking we need
points
to do is go inside, because they are not getting an inch away from us on the outside. I don't know if we're ever going to have a chance at an outside shot. And that's not, in this game, that might not be our strong suit anyway. So, oh, I did want to remind people, if you do want to watch the game, if you didn't hear earlier, they have a Mechanicsburg, some people here video with the game, and you go to YouTube, and you go, you type in M-I-B-N. Don't type in the words, but it is, it stands for Mechanicsburg Indians Broadcast Network, but just type in the M-I-B-N and click on live. You can watch the game. Now, they'll have their announcers who are homers for their Indians, like we're homers for our Indians. So if you want to listen to them, that's perfectly fine. If you want to listen to us, just kind of do the pause till you get them coordinated, because there's different delays in each of, from their broadcast hours. So you know, we need to improve a few things. We need to get some get that ball inside more, but it is, they are not allowing us to get good passes on. So
I think they're near 100% on layups too. I mean, yeah, you could tell they drill the left,
yes,
left-hand layups and the right-hand layups, yep, off the glass.
Yep, they're pretty,
they don't
good
miss them.
Yep. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back with the Fowler Mechanical third quarter, see if our Indians can run off about 10 straight here. Back in just a little bit.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Mechanicsburg getting ready for, we'll call it the Tin Cupboard second half tip-off, but it is, of course, Indians will be getting the ball out of bounds to start the third quarter with the alternate possessions. So I think, yeah, it's point. Oh, no. We switched ends.
Pretty much our starting lineup is back on the floor.
So Mechanicsburg gets the, no, the arrows. Oh, that's bonus. Sorry, they still have the bonus arrow on. I thought that was the possession arrow. Sorry about that. So it's Mechanicsburg, Skilling over to Wilhelm in the left corner, out to Emily Connolly at the top. Skilling, Wilhelm from the right side. I think you had mentioned that they hadn't shot much from
outside. That was one of the first.
That's one of their first outside, because they've been getting pretty easy inside shots. So they started off 35-15.
And Schilling just bringing the ball down.
Yep. So over to the left corner for Wilhelm. She'll get it out to the top. It'll be DeLong. She gets in the left corner for Skilling. Back to DeLong going to the basket. Nice, easy layup. 37-15 here on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard with just over seven minutes to go here. Third quarter. And we throw the ball away. Back to DeLong. Blocked by Mara Pearson.
She got all ball on that.
Yes, nice, she
ball
did. And I'm glad the official saw that that was what it was, because sometimes if they don't see it well, they will just go ahead and call a foul. So it'll be Wilhelm King ball in to Skillings, blocked by Whitley, I believe. She grabs it, gets it to Mara. Mara quickly drives in, goes up.
And she drew the foul.
And draws the foul. Did not make the shot, but draws the foul. So that'll be Let's see, that's on Wilhelm. That's her second, team's first of the half.
Based on the way they're calling it, that's the way to go, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
They're calling the fouls.
Yep. And Mara, first one up and in. So 37-16. Mara with a second shot here. She gets it up and in. 37-17. Indians cutting a little bit of the lead down. Skilling will bring it up. She'll get it to DeLong on the left or right wing. Out top to Schipfer.
Going the other way. Player control foul.
Yeah, player control foul. I didn't see what happened there. Probably might have been a moving screen. I don't know. I don't know for sure what it was. If she pushed the defender.
Called it as a charge there. So.
Yeah.
Well, you're never out of this. I mean, the boys came back last night.
Yes. And, you know, if we can get something going and get control of the ball, that's our biggest thing. They have been causing us trouble. But if we can get them, their aggressive people in foul trouble. Whitley threw the ball back to Mara, and Mara wasn't going that way. She threw it over into our corner here.
I don't think she could have actually got to it.
Yeah.
They have an interesting inbound where they have all four players outside of the three-point arc. It's kind of interesting.
Yep. It gets to Forrest. Triggers it in, gets it back, goes in and gets fouled. On Whitley Rammel.
It's her third.
Third one. We don't want that. We need her inside, big inside presence. It looks like Kennedy Mullenkamp and Carly Niekamp are coming in. One of them will surely be replacing her. And also replacing Alexis Wendell. So first foul shot was up and good. 38-17 Mechanicsburg over our Indians. Second one is up, also good. 39-17. Grace will inbound it to Mara. She'll get it to Callie. She'll get it in, try to get it in the corner. Yeah, got it to Carly. She was off balance, went down and threw it away. Skilling brings it down.
She's the fastest player on there.
Yep. And that DeLong with a nice move from the left corner in for a nice, easy layup, 41-17. She has 10. Kennedy inside to Carly, I believe. Yep. Mara.
Mara cleans up the hoops and puts it right back up.
Yep, Mara puts it in, and 41-19. And shot from the outside. Misses. Carly gets it from her back and gets it up to Callie. Callie's going up court, and their aggressive defense gets them again. Foul on Emily Conley.
Apparently knows not to,
first.
To try to get up. She's good about getting the ball off to another player.
Yep. So inbound it to Mara, way out at almost to midcourt. To Callie on the right wing. She'll dribble over to the left wing, gives it to Grace. She drives in a little, kicks it back out to Callie from the corner, no good. And that fought for, DeLong comes away with it. Up ahead and tipped around. And
we'll get that one.
So Mara has it going up court, and she gets bumped by, I believe that was Skillings.
It is.
Yep. That'll be her second.
Team fourth.
Yep.
We get into 1-1, that certainly help.
Yeah, especially when we get to the 10 and they get the double bonus. And they're, you know, it's still have just under 5 minutes to go in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. And 3 minutes into it, and they have four fouls already. So this... I think they're fairly deep, and they can just keep being aggressive till they don't have anybody left. So Callie has it, gets it over to Mara. She'll dribble to the left side. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound to Kennedy, can't make it. And rebound goes to Mechanicsburg. Elise Wilson will bring it up. out at the top of the key, off to the left wing. Dribbles across, gets it to Lim in the corner. Back out to Lim on the left wing. Goes over to Schiffer, into Forrest. And she has an easy layup there. They've been getting a bunch of those. So Indians bringing the ball, Fort Recovery Indians bringing the ball back down. Passed it to Grace, and she wasn't going that way. So we threw it out of bounds down the opposite corner. I think she was coming toward Allie as Allie threw it where she was thinking she was going to go into the corner. So Kenigsberg brings it up. DeLong across the center court. She'll get it over to, can't see who it is, out on the left wing. And back in the right corner to DeLong. She dribbles down the baseline, goes across, back out to, can't see who it was, and then they pass it again, and so an infraction. I didn't see what they called.
Lim's back in for Kenigsberg.
So Indians get the...
And Whitley's back in for...
Yep, Indians get the ball. So it's Callie to Whitley. She'll bring it up some. Callie will go, and she gets it across center court, and she'll dribble down in the left corner. Kicks it out to... Tries to kick it out to Whitley. Tipped away. And Whitley intimidated number 14, yeah. Whitley Conley. I didn't see what she yelled at her, but as she went by, she yelled something. That girl flinched. I don't blame her. 43-19 with 3:14 here in the Fallen Mechanical third quarter. And Indians, Carly Niekamp with a long
nice
three.
Shot.
Very good shot. There we go.
43-22.
Yes.
Took it.
Yes. And she has the confidence as a freshman to take that shot. And that's a big deal. So Ellie Forrest over to DeLong. Back out to the top. Conley to Lim. And she goes inside to DeLong from the left side. And Callie knocks it away, I believe. Could have been Maddie Guggenbiller, but one of those knocks it away. So a little over 2.5 minutes here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. And Forrest will trigger it in. And Whitley tipped it away, but the Mechanicsburg gets it back. And Lim tries to go inside to Conley and throws it away. So the Indians will have it. It'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll trigger it in. She'll have Maddie Guggenbiller and Callie Wendell down on this end with her. So gets it into Maddie, who gets it to Whitley near center court. Back to Madison. She'll dribble across center court and stops over in the corner. Back out to, tried to get it to Callie at the top of the key. Stolen by Skilling and up. No good. She gets her own rebound. Tries to go inside.
That's off Kennedy.
Yep. So
Neal's helping get the ball back.
Yes.
Kennedy.
So it'll be Wilson going to trigger it in for Mechanicsburg.
They're staying fresh. They are subbing.
Yes, under their own basket. Yep, they're subbing a bunch because they are... They'd have to be at that as aggressive as they are. Up and in for number 12, about a six-footer, Schiffer. And it's 45-22.
That's 8 points for Schiffer.
Yep. Got a little push. When as Whitley dribbled the ball, she got a little bit of a push that the official didn't see, and she kind of pushed the ball out of bounds. So it will be a Mechanicsburg ball. And get it in for Skilling. Skillings, she crosses center court, dribbles down to the left or right wing, back out to the top.
I don't think we have a junior out there, or junior or senior out there.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah, that is
all freshmen,
all underclassmen. Yep. Yep. So knocked out of bounds, Indians ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp brings it up. Handles the ball extremely well for a 6 foot, 6 foot one girl. To Garkey, she stops, pops, rebound, Kennedy, no good. Back up, no good. Rebound to the...
I think they were using the backboard for passing there.
Yeah, that's what happened anyway, even if they weren't trying to. So we tip it away. And, yep, it got tipped. They tipped it, then we tipped it, and they tipped it again. And so Indians ball will go to the length of the court. Again, Kennedy will trigger it in, and she'll get it to Mara. Back to Kennedy.
Kennedy's a good ball handler.
Yes, she is. Left hand, right hand, she doesn't care. The way she handles the ball, she looks like she'd be a senior. So that is great news for Indians fans. Inside to Garkey, up, no good. Back, she gets her own rebound to Mara, who takes a little jumper, no good. Carly got the rebound and got fouled. I think she was trying to shoot, but looks like she's going to the line, so I wasn't sure if they were going to give her that the two foul shots. But
36.5 seconds left in the third quarter.
Yep. Come on, Carly.
We still have one team foul.
Yes. And I think that's probably exactly what it is, too. It's not like they're missing some. Mechanicsburg has five, so they've kind of slowed down here. They had four in the first 2.5 minutes of this Fauna Mechanical third quarter. So Carly's at the Hall Brothers foul line. Another one up and in. So 45-24.
She's up to 5 points for this game.
Yep. And Skillings with the ball, 30 seconds left for the Mechanicsburg Indians. She tries to get it inside, and shot kind of partially blocked. And Kennedy with the rebound. She'll bring it up. 17 seconds. She throws it in the corner. Can't handle it. But Mechanicsburg kind of tipped it on out of bounds for us. 13.5 left here, and the Indians will trigger it on their end of the court in the right corner.
Mechanicsburg has mostly their starters in here. It's not. Yeah. They didn't pull their starters out.
Yep, not yet. Maybe they're going to play them three quarters, and then we'll see how that goes.
Nice
in tomorrow, beautiful drive, layup, 8 seconds left, so Mechanicsburg has a chance for a decent shot. 3-2, Skillings with the ball. She'll turn and pop one. Bounces.
Oh.
Off. I was sure that was going to go in with the way our luck's been today. So
yeah.
It is 45-26 after three quarters. We'll be back right after this from Fowler Mechanical and our fourth quarter sponsor, Cobb Pharmacy.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, and more, Melissa and Doug Toys. Cal Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug Toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back here at Mechanicsburg. Let's see what our fourth quarter sponsor, Cobb Pharmacy, can do for our Indians. And again, if you are thinking you might want to watch this, and if you haven't already logged on, go to YouTube and type in MIBN and click on live. And you can be watching. You can listen to their announcers or turn that down and listen to us. So quick little two-pointer inside for Mechanicsburg. And Indians will bring it up. Kennedy tries to get inside to Garkey and taken away. And Skillings brings it up again for Mechanicsburg. She'll drive down to the right corner. Fires one across, trying to get it on the other side of the court. And the girl had no chance to get it, and it hit the it was a bounce pass that hit out of bounds. So it'll be Callie bringing the ball up for our Indians. Tries to get it into the corner to Garkey and tipped away again.
It just shows how defensive strong there, even though they don't get all turnovers.
They are quick.
Sure.
Well, they get their hands if you up. Can just disrupt somebody's flow, you can really make a difference, and that's what they've done to us. They've gotten plenty of steals, too, but they don't always get that, but they really have us. We can't get in a flow. So Mara missed about an eight-footer from the right side, and Skilling's going to have the ball just under 7 minutes here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Inside, nice pass into Danny Shipford, cutting for the basket, up and in, 49-26. So Indians trying to get something going here to Garkey in the right corner. She's double-teamed. She's trying to get it back out, and Holly will call a timeout. I couldn't see what was going on there, but they had her smothered in that corner. Two people on her. She had zero chance. So
full timeout.
Yep. So we'll take a quick little break here and be back in just a minute.
Kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at the TV for hours? Then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Mechanicsburg in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Indians down 49-26. Tonight, Rob Weaver will be broadcasting the boys' game at Ansonia. We'll simulcast that, and that'll be a good one going on. You got some other there?
Well, next week we've got the girls host on Tuesday. They host Papa Canetta, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Raider broadcast. And then Thursday, the girls are at Arcanum. That's also a Fort Recovery broadcast. And the boys are at Tri-Village, which will be a WPGW simulcast.
Yeah, and those are the girls' game and the boys' game are both at the same time. The Tri-Village game will be on Sports Stream 2. The only way you can get that is go to FortRecoveryRadio.com. You can't get it on TuneIn or any of the other apps. You have to go to FortRecoveryRadio.com and click on Sports Stream 2. DeLong with a steal and comes down, misses the foul, or misses the shot.
They might reverse that call.
And nope. Indians end up with the ball. Yeah. So there was a little scrum under the basket trying to
get that rebound. It did go off Carly, but their coach didn't press the issue because of the scoreboard.
I think that's probably right. Grace over in the right corner into Kennedy. She goes up, and she's fouled on the shot. Well short because she was fouled. That probably would have gone right in, but it came up about 5 feet short. So she gets a couple of foul shots here. Let's go, Kennedy. That's her first points of the night, her first point. 49-27, Mechanicsburg leading us.
Coach lists her as a guard, so six-foot guard.
Yep. And
well, probably because she can handle the ball.
She really handles the ball well. She doesn't love to, she's skinny as can be. She doesn't love to go inside and fight for those rebounds, although she can.
Yep.
She'll be doing that someday. Her mom was about that height, but she wasn't that skinny. She wasn't anything like heavy by any means, but she was strong and just really good. As a freshman, she was playing with Lynn Benn, and she learned a lot from Lynn.
Mom's here, and along with a few of our Fort Recovery parents. Other than that, most of the people didn't make the trip, but it's
an hour and 20 minutes, and if you stay till the end of this, you probably are going to miss, you're going to miss all of the JV boys and probably part of the varsity boys at Ansonia. So a lot of people just didn't come over, and
Mr. Hart said it was an hour and 50 minutes in the bus, so that makes
sense. That's an hour and a half to Urbana, and then a little farther. Yeah. I know a few different ways to get here because we, with Kalp Pharmacy, we deliver here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've I've been here and finished here and gone back about 14 different ways, so you kind of figure out what's easiest. And some of those ways, the bus shouldn't be going on those roads.
Well, I started my career in Bell Fountain, so I know a lot of those teams.
Yeah. Yep.
I spent 10 years in Bell Fountain.
Yeah, this is...
So Urbana was a big
was that
rival.
12, 15 miles maybe away?
Not from here, but...
From Urbana. Sorry, we're talking stuff and the game's going on. 49-28, and they're calling an offensive foul. That was on Callie. Okay, that's her second. So it is Skilling.
Charge on her blocking foul.
Yeah. Might be a moving screen or a push.
They do a lot of defenders. Their offense is based on a lot of motion, a lot of picks.
And I think she might have chucked the defender as she went by, and the official wasn't having that, especially with him up 20 points. But that is how they play, and that probably works really well for them. Carly has the ball at top of the key, gets it to Garkey. She gets it over to Alexis. She'll try to work her way in and travels. She was trying to pass it, and it wasn't the passing lane one there, but she'd already had that momentum going.
And Paige comes into the game, replacing Carly.
Yep. So we have Grace and Kenzie and Callie and Alexis and Sage out on the court for the Indians. And Skillings will bring the ball up again. And over to DeLong. She tries to go up with it and loses the handle. It went off her knee, goes out of bounds. And Kenzie Garkey will trigger it into Grace. About 4.5 minutes here to go in the Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Back out to Grace on the right wing. Dribbles over to the left side. Gets it to Callie, who gets it to Alexis. She dribbles to the top of the key. Grace back over to Callie in the left corner. Grace on the left wing. She throws up a three. She usually makes that. Not in. And rebound comes down to McKinnicksburg. And they throw it into the corner. We knocked it out of their hands and
off Sage's hands.
Yep. So Wilhelm will trigger it into Skillings. And they get it over to DeLong, left wing. She'll dribble out to the top of the key. She'll dribble in, kind of get off to the left wing, gets it back to Skillings. She's on the left wing coming around to the top of the key, looking to see where she can go with it.
They're pulling it off.
Goes to
got a little decline.
Wilhelm, left side, knock it away. And it'll be Skillings triggering the ball in. Kennedy Mullenkamp comes in for Garkey. And 23, Madison Lim comes in for Wilhelm for the Mechanicsburg Indians. So it'll be Skillings into the corner. Back. Skillings gets it back in the corner, and Alexis tries to get the rebound, and it's on the floor, and it's a jump ball.
The ref looked to see if the alley was going to call a timeout.
Yeah.
Then he called jump ball.
Yeah. Okay, 49-28. Our Indians behind. Inside. Shot no good. And says it's off our Indians. So Forrest misses that shot inside. She will trigger the ball in for the Mechanicsburg Indians on their end of the court. She will get it to... Can't see who it was. Always trying to get it to Skillings and loses
another jump
it.
Ball.
Two Indians and three Indians counting one of theirs for that. So that jump ball, since the last one was theirs, that's ours.
That was heading to be a collision.
Yes.
Bad collision there. Yeah. Fortunately, it was a jump ball.
Yep. So Grace has it to Callie. She tries to pass it forward. Got a defender got her hand on it and caused her to travel. So Mechanicsburg will get the ball back. Forrest will trigger it in again to Skillings as always. 3 minutes left here on the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. And gets it to Skillings on the left wing. Back out to the top to Forrest. She'll get to the corner with Conley. Inside underneath for DeLong, and she puts it up and in. That's first points in a while for either team.
These guards are not afraid to feed it inside.
Yeah. 51-28 now. Steal for them. DeLong comes in. Another nice layup, easy layup. I think that steal was Forrest kicking it out to DeLong, and Indians are bringing it back up again. And
she's their high scorer, 14 points.
Yep.
She just forced another turnover, we thought, but calling a foul on her.
Yep. They're all pretty quick, and they're active. They're very active. So it looks like we have
substitutions here.
Yep. Changing pretty much the whole team here. So it looks like we have six players. Nope, one of them did come out. I didn't see her go off the court.
So Kennedy's at the line.
Yep, Kennedy's at the line. And up and in.
She's consistent on her free throw stroke.
Maddie's in, and
Carly Niekamp.
Yeah. I see Carly. Oh, yeah, there's Carly. And Garkey and Mara. And now Witt will come in for Kennedy. So 53-30, 2:22 left here in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. And Skillings will bring the ball up again. She'll kick it off to Forrest, left wing. She'll drive in, get it to Conley, back to Forrest in the corner. And she'll get it inside to Conley. Comes across the lane, puts a shot up, and Whitley gets her.
Probably her fourth foul there.
Yep. So Conley will go to the line. She's up in. It's her third point.
So the Indians, they have a yellow gold piping on their uniform. So
yeah, they're
otherwise they look like our team.
Ours are purple and white, and theirs are purple and gold, or their colors. So it's very similar. There's a lot of purple in this building today. Indians get it inside to Maddie. Over she gets it over.
Good
to
play. That was one of the best plays of the night.
Garkey, and she puts it up and in. That was wide open and very well done. So 55-32.
That was a set piece there, too.
Yes. Yep. And they haven't let us do very many of those because they've been disrupting every pass. So Mechanicsburg out on the top with Lim. Tried to go inside to Conley. And back out to Lim on the left
for
corner.
Three, and she misses.
Too long. And rebound goes to Conley. And she goes up for a layup and is fouled. So Mara with her first foul. I think she had another one, but that's either way. No foul problems. So not that it matters at this point. Minute 12 left here in the fourth quarter here. So in Conley up and in again. 56-32, and Whitley will throw it into Mara. Mara will bring it across center court. Whitley finally gets it across and tries to pass it over to Maddie Guggenbiller, and just a little out of her reach.
So a well-disciplined team we're facing today. So
yes, yes.
It looks like they're going to remain undefeated.
Yes, there is. It's not a big surprise that they're undefeated. If they are this aggressive with everybody, you know, they're lacking in height by quite a bit.
Yeah, they also beat Jonathan Alder and Wes Jefferson, too, this year. So.
Yep. I think we have three players taller than their tallest, and we have not been able to use that to our advantage because we can't get our passes You can't get more than two passes in a row without getting disrupted. So they're passing it around. They'll probably, no, they're taking a shot. I was going to say they're just going to let the clock run out. But long shot, long rebound. Back over again. Another long shot. That one goes in, so it's 60-32.
That was off the backboard. She didn't call that, but
yeah,
it still counts.
Yep. It's not pool. Mm-hmm. You don't have to call the banks. So Indians have it on their end. Up to Mara. She'll get it over to Garkey. Garkey over to Whitley. She goes inside to Carly. Carly goes up with 15 seconds left. She's fouled. So she'll go to the line. Carly has 5 points. Doing, you know, she's if she makes these two foul shots, she'll be our leader of what we can see, and I think she'd be the leader of our team today.
I believe so.
32 points is what we have.
There's 33 now up on the board. So
yep. So one more for Carly. 15 seconds left here. That one bounces off. So rebound to Mechanicsburg. They'll bring it down. And it is Lim out there. She'll hand it off. I keep thinking they're going to be satisfied handing it off, but they were trying to get a shot off. So that's the game. Final score, 59-33. Our Indians lose to the Mechanicsburg Indians. And we'll be back with the Miracle Lanes post-game show right after this.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Calp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 1-800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Mechanicsburg. We're here on the Miracle Lanes post-game show. And Indians lose 59-33 to an undefeated Mechanicsburg Indians team. And I thought we looked pretty decent against a very good team.
Yeah, second half we cut down on the turnover.
They hurt us bad with their very aggressive defense and caused us a lot of turnovers. But you know, we fought through some of that and had a couple of decent runs, I thought. But what are you kind of thinking about the game today?
Yeah, the same thing. When we were successful is because when we got it inside. They had a good man-to-man defense, that's for sure. A lot of hand-checking. And the bright spot was the JV game, I would say.
Yes.
They played strong, 33-31 win there at the end.
Yep. And I thought we played pretty well. Looks like if we're guessing correctly, Carly Niekamp had 6 as one of our co-leaders, and Mara Pearson also had 6 for the Indians. And several people, I'd say we probably had 6-7 people that probably scored. And so, we just, they would not let us get our offense going. Every pass was contested, and they gave us problems.
We went to the weave quite a bit, but that is a big challenge of ball handling when you're trying to pass it off. So the weave didn't work real well.
Yeah, and they were allowing them to kind of hand check and follow with them and kind of get in between those our offensive players. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk to Coach Gann if she's able to come over here, and we'll be back in just a minute.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Mechanicsburg. We have with us Coach Holly Gann. So, you know, Indians lose by 26, but I thought there were some bright spots. But, you know, their very aggressive defense causes us trouble. So what are your thoughts on good, bad, and in between?
Well, you know, Neil, we talk a lot about this, and you're right. And I think we definitely did some things. So their aggression clearly was at a whole other level that we were not ready for. But with that being said, I thought Callie Wendell did a nice job handling it a majority of the time. You know, they made us play fast, and that's just not necessarily a game speed that we always want to play, especially when they're jumping the line and they're pressuring us, and we don't really match up that well with them. So at times, you know, they don't have a true post player on the floor. They're five guards, but all of them are really strong, and they can play in the inside and the outside. And then defensively, obviously, that coach has got themselves a nice team there, and they're aggressive, and they work really hard for her. And so for us, we just have to take some things from there and learn. But, you know, we didn't handle the ball nearly as well as we did on Thursday, and I think that early just cost us. But early also, every time we did handle the ball, we were able to multiply on it. So just things to kind of take a look at. And like I told the girls in the locker room, if you think this is going to be the last team that's going to play like that, I said, well, we just kind of begun that road. So we're going to just need to take something from here and learn. And this is always a good one to watch film on, because when they're so aggressive up in your pocket, you got to see where you're holding the ball at. Are we in triple threat? Are we pivoting? Where are you at in terms of defense with the ball? I didn't think our help side defense was that wonderful early, but it got better as it went on, and then made some sub rotations. I thought Kinsey, Carly, and Kennedy came in, and they worked really, really hard crashing the boards, and you know, and that's a great thing to be able to do coming off the bench, and exactly what they need to be able to do. And they're tall, and they use it to their advantage, and Kennedy and Carly both got to the lines, and those are just things, like I said, it's nice to see out of some kids coming in off the bench that they can bring that type of energy for the other girls to be able to kind of use and feed.
Yeah. We noticed we had all sophomores and freshmen in there for about three or four minutes.
Yep. And you know, and there's some truth there. It's just they were grittier than we were. They came out playing tougher than we were, and we kind of bowed down, and, you know, it kind of got loud in here every now and then, and it's easy to suck into the toxicity around us, and we just got to play our game. And sometimes our game has to be with some calls that maybe we don't like, but it's just the way it is. It's not going to change it at all. And if you start playing that kind of game, that official game, it puts you in a bad spot as a player. And So we just talk a lot about playing our game and controlling those things we can control. And and believe it or not, guys, the officials is not one of those things we can control.
Right.
So we just got to stay away from that. And so, like I said, I thought individually we did some good things. Grace came in early and hit some big shots for us, worked really hard. And so team like that, Mara, you know, everybody knows Mara, so they're going to double team her, and they did that. Double teamed Mara and Alexis pretty much any time they caught the ball. So, again, some good things, some bad things, and Neil, like we talk about all the time, is just the whole goal here is that every single game we walk away learning something from it and being able to to not come back to it. Turnovers is obviously one of those things that it's going to happen. We play fast, and the ball's going to be flying.
And especially with this, with an aggressive team like this, there just isn't any way to.
No.
Now, toward the end of the season, we might be much better at handling that ball and that aggression, especially since we're going to see it a few times.
Well, and that's the key. It's like, hey, yes, I know we lost, obviously, by 26 points, but if we would have came to this game and they helped us become better today, if we want to sit and be passive aggressive and then we go see Marion and Minster without kind of getting this idea of what we need to do, then this is just another learning opportunity. And the girls are, I think they're looking forward to at least hitting some sort of stopping place here to eat. So that's always a plus.
Yep.
Get outside of our nice little town and see what we got to eat on the way home. So,
well, I have a suggestion that probably won't go well with them, but in Urbana, there's a little place called Crables, C-R-A-B-I-L-L-S, about 6 blocks west of downtown.
Okay.
They might be closed, but it's tiny little hamburgers like sliders.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there for 70, 80 years.
Really?
Yeah, and they deep fry them.
Oh, there it is.
They put it on the grill, smash it down, and it's like in 2 inches of
grease.
Beef fat.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be in Bell Fountain, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, did they?
I've had them in Bell Fountain.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like little sliders?
Yeah. And they're like a double with cheese is like $1.50 or something.
I don't remember. Not only, they're very affordable.
Sound like a White Castle.
Yeah, that's steamed. What I'm going to think.
Not steamed.
Yeah, but they can't go in. There's only, there's 3 seats at the bar and a little table off to the side.
Oh.
So it has to be drive through. But I think they close it 4 in the afternoon.
Well, it's probably one of those little places they don't need to keep real crazy hours because people just come.
Yeah. So
Mr. Hart may have something to say.
Oh, Mr. Hart, I don't know. The first bag of popcorn we ate tonight was okay. It was a little white, and then the second one, boy, did they bring out the butter.
Oh.
So we usually, I'm sure he got at least 2 bags in today. He might have snuck a third. I'm anxious to hear.
All right. So, we appreciate you coming and talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go get them next week. We have Wapakoneta on Tuesday, Arcanum on Thursday.
Doesn't get any easier, Neil.
No. And you know, we try hard to play a good schedule. So, because we're not going to get better playing Patsies.
Ready for the playoffs, Alan.
Yep.
Can't win state in December.
Yep. So we'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. Thanks again, Holly. And we appreciate you coming and talking to us. We'll be back right after this from Hastings.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Mechanicsburg. Indians go down to defeat, let me find my note here, 59-33. Very aggressive defense for the Mechanicsburg Indians caused us problems and left here. So Mr. Brown, we appreciate it. And Diana, have a good time in Florida. And everybody tune back in. And just stay tuned, and you'll be listening to Rob Weaver in about an hour, or maybe a little bit more, depending on how that JV game at the boys' JV game at Ansonia goes. It's starting now, so we'll be back in a little while. Thanks for listening, and we will see you later.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.